Visit Paul Wilson of Credit Cafe. Right now we're both listening to Practical Defense. And come to think of it, that's really weird. For me, I mean, honestly, there's a good chance that I'm not really listening to it at the exact same moment you are. But in essence,
welcome to the Practical Defense Quick Tip of the Week. I am your ill host, Alex Addix. Quick tips are small things, little habits, which will hopefully help keep you a little safer. Please excuse my voice this week, I have a bit of a cold. But on the upside, I'm getting a lot of encouragement and a lot of inquiries about the status of my book, Practical Home Security, A Guide to Safer Urban Living. And I really appreciate it. The digital versions of the books are available right now on Amazon Kindle and the Barnes & Noble Nook formats. The cost is $4.99 US. The Dead Tree print version is almost done. Layout should be finished in a couple of days, and then it's off to the printer, who will then run a proof copy and then send it to me. And then once I review and approve it, we can finally start printing. Now, assuming, of course, there are no changes that need to be made. You know, with all this hassle, increased cost, increased time, there's really little wonder why the print industry is dying. The digital copies are available a month sooner and cost a third as much. But as my father-in-law pointed out, how can I sign the digital versions? Which brings up another point. Yes, I will have signed copies available. I just need to figure out how I'm going to do it. I'll make some announcements when those are available. But now, we're going to move on to this week's topic. By now, I hope all listeners to this show know and understand that you should never leave valuables out and exposed in your car. They should be locked away, out of sight, when you leave your vehicle for any length of time, even a few seconds. Great, we've covered that in the past. Here's the twist. When do you hide those valuables? If you're like most people, you do it at your destination before you walk away. You get out of the car, you walk around to the back and place your bag or briefcase in the trunk, or boot for the international folks, and then you lock up the car and walk away. Well, criminals have figured out that we do this, and they're watching for it in parking lots. Two friends of mine have had their laptops stolen from the trunks of their cars in parking lots in the past 2 months. Is this a technique isolated to Los Angeles? Nope. One of my friends was taking a fun weekend in Las Vegas when his luggage, briefcase with laptop, and golf clubs were stolen from a casino parking lot. He ran out to his car to put his stuff into his trunk, and then he went back into the hotel to check out. When he got back to his car, his trunk was popped and his stuff was gone. My other friend had his laptop stolen from his trunk while he was in a grocery store parking lot here in the Los Angeles area. He got out of his car, put his briefcase in the trunk, locked everything up, and went into the store. When he returned, his trunk was popped and his briefcase was gone. I continually harp on how dangerous parking lots are, and these are just two more examples of why we need to be supremely aware in that environment. So how do we avoid this type of crime? By removing our valuables from sight before we enter the parking lot. If you know you're going to be making a stop on your way home from work, place your valuables in the trunk before you leave the work parking lot. If you make an unscheduled stop, pull into a lot before your final destination and move your items then. When you arrive at your final destination, just get out and go without having to hide your valuables when the criminals are watching you stash them away. And that will do it for this week. As always, you can follow my daily tips on Twitter and Facebook. On Twitter, I'm Practical Def, and Facebook is Practical Defense. The show now has mobile phone applications for both Android and iOS. If you have any tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@alexaddix.com. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware, stay safe.
The legal aftermath of using a gun in self-defense can be traumatic and expensive. Get help and peace of mind through the Armed Citizens Legal Defense Network. Network members receive much-needed financial and legal support right after a self-defense incident. They also receive education in the form of DVDs from some of the top names in the business, along with having access to a nationwide pool of attorneys. Learn about membership at www.armedcitizensnetwork.org.
Practical Offense is a member of the Gun Rights Radio Network at gunrightsradio.com. And that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions, commentary, and topic suggestions, send an email to podcast@alexhaddix.com. That's podcast@alexhaddix.com. And if you ever want to train with me, look me up on the web at alexhaddix.com.
Music by Kevin MacLeod.
Hey everybody, we are
Lady Antebellum.
Before every show, we practice. Gotta be prepared.
Exactly, and the American Red Cross wants us to be prepared too. Prepared for disaster.
Just take 3 steps to be Red Cross ready. Create a disaster supplies kit with water, food, and a first aid kit. Make a family communication plan and listen to local radio and TV reports to stay informed.
It's that simple. To learn more, visit redcross.org or contact your local Red Cross chapter today. Thank you so much.